This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The World Health Organization's Director General said Wednesday more than 15 million new cases of COVID-19 were reported globally last week, by far the most new cases reported in a single week since the pandemic began. Speaking in a briefing at the agency's headquarters in Geneva, WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said while the number of weekly deaths has remained stable since October of last year, he cautioned the rise of hospitalizations is increasing, though it has not reached the level of previous surges seen during the pandemic. Tedros said while the Omicron variant causes less vaccinated, he said vaccination remains the clearest path out of the pandemic, and vaccine inequity around the world threatens to prolong the pandemic. The WHO chief said 85% of the people in Africa have yet to see a single dose of vaccine, adding, "We cannot end the acute phase of the pandemic unless we close this gap." Talks between NATO leaders and a Russian delegation ended with both sides agreeing they are far apart on the issue of security in Europe, but left the door open for further negotiations. The nearly four-hour talks focused on reducing tensions along Russia's border with Ukraine, where Moscow has amassed troops and military equipment. Russia claims the troops are there for their own self-defense and want guarantees from NATO it will cease its eastward expansion and deny membership to Ukraine, which Moscow sees as a threat to its security. In comments to reporters following the meeting, the leader of the U.S. delegation, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, said they would not slam the door on NATO's open-door policy, which has always been central to NATO as a defensive alliance. Moscow will also hold talks with the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe in Vienna on Thursday. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department Wednesday imposed sanctions on five North Koreans it alleged were responsible for securing goods for Pyongyang's weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs. Treasury Terrorism and Financial Intelligence official Brian Nelson said in a statement the sanctions follow six ballistic missile launches since last September and target North Korea's continued use of overseas representatives to help produce its weapons. Nelson said North Korea's latest missile launches are further evidence that it continues to advance prohibited programs despite the international community's calls for diplomacy and denuclearization. Military officials in Japan and South Korea say North Korea conducted missile tests both last week and this week, each time launching missiles from the same inland launch site and sending them into the sea off the nation's east coast. Through its state-run media, North Korea says it has been test-launching hypersonic missiles, a claim some regional observers say may be exaggerated. The U.S. National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund reports Wednesday a record high number of law enforcement officers in the United States died in the line of duty last year. Preliminary information from the organization's 2021 Law Enforcement Officers Fatalities Report showed 458 officer deaths last year, a 55% increase from the 295 fatalities reported the previous year. The report says 62 officers were killed by guns, a 36% increase from 2020. Most were killed with handguns, while 19 died after being ambushed. Another 58 officers were killed in traffic-related deaths, a 38% increase from the previous year. The report also said 338 officers whose cause of deaths last year were categorized as other included 301 fatalities that were linked to COVID-19, a 63% increase from 2020. U.S. lawmakers Wednesday paid tribute to former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid as his body laid in state under the dome of the U.S. Capitol. Reid, a Democrat from Nevada, died last month at 82 from pancreatic cancer. Among those in attendance was Vice President Kamala Harris, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, current Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Democrat Chuck Schumer, and Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. In their comments, Pelosi said Reid made the world a better place. Schumer said few have shaped the workings of this building like our dear friend from Nevada. McConnell called Reid a pivotal figure. Reid served for four decades in Congress, the longest congressional term in Nevada history, and eventually rose to the Senate's highest position. He's perhaps best known for shepherding former President Barack Obama's Affordable Health Care Act into law in 2010. Reid is the 34th person to receive the honor of lying in state at the Capitol. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA.